She was a mixture of savagery and savoir-faire. This blue-blooded beauty queen who lived la vie extraordinaire. By the age of 18, danger had become her dopamine score. She'd already torched a priest, trashed Eden, and bitten Adam's apple down to the core. A Tetra Mountain tomboy was a girl hunted for chamois in the snow. Then to evade a German capture, she skied where even the eagle dare not go. Her noble mother was sent to a Polish death camp. Forever after, she carried the mind's eye memory of that gruesome Nazi table lamp. She stowed away in the boot of a diplomat's car, crossing several countries, before taking refuge at the Casbah. During the war, she first aided in a fanny brigade. Then she was talent spotted by the spooks, who swiftly moved her into their spy trade. From 42 to 43, she worked with the Baker Street SOE. They gave her a Sten gun, a stiletto, and a suicide pill, and trained her into the dark arts of a silent kill. With a life expectancy of just 6 weeks, she joined the Jockey Crew, a fear-loving bunch of freaks who set Europe ablaze, fighting hand-to-hand in the streets. Her Secret Service pseudonym was Madame de Pauline, but the men of Le Maquis knew her better as the Man-Eater, made of nitroglycerine. The Nazis put a price of 5 million francs on her head. After that, the poster girl slept with a Sten gun, and never more than a single night in the same bed. After winning the George Medal, Le Croix de Guerre, and the OBE, this beautiful Bond girl was Judas crossed by the British to the KGB. Churchill's favourite spy was murdered in a knife attack. Now all that remains of the Countess are conspiracy theories and a little blue heritage plaque.